Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands,
and our favors.
We're
your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands,
and our favors.
You know, it seems like.
Greetings and welcome to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat, the reality of the Creator. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, our Facebook family and friends. And we bring you another wonderful show this morning that we know you will enjoy and receive. Much information and knowledge from that is good for the soul. Good food for the soul is what we're bringing to you, and we want you to join us. Join us by hitting the number one button on your phone. And when you do that, your number will show up in the studio, and we would love to have you give a comment or ask a question. Just join us in the conversation, in other words, and make it a big family day of enjoyment and communing to one another. We want you to enjoy the show, but we want you to ask questions. We need to know what's on your mind. We need some feedback from you about the show. So if you can do that for us just a minute, have some questions to ask or some comment to make. It doesn't take much time, just a word or two. We'd love to hear from you. And now I want to remind you again that you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And this beautiful Sunday morning, we will be discussing this world is a fool's paradise. Yes, most of you don't think of it this way, huh? No, you think this world is simply a heaven on earth. Well, we have news for you. To be fooled is to be deceived. Allah, the Almighty Creator of the heavens and the earth, says in His final revelation in the Holy Quran that the world is a deceiver greater than the angels Harriet and Mala, two mighty angels. Allah sent down thousands of years ago to test the will of man and woman with division. But Allah says they could divide man and woman if they were already self-deceived. So, this is the greatest downfall of man and woman, self-deception. Thinking they knew better what is good for themselves than Allah, the all-knowing creator of all creation. Thinking like this people makes you slaves to evil. Sounds like a great discussion. Does it sound like you might want to join in? God willing, inshallah, we pray that you will also desire to give a comment. Come join us and comment too. Now we will begin the show with no one other than Imam Shahid Shabbat. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Loud and clear.
We want to greet everybody listening today in the greetings of peace from on high, from the Most High, Allah. And that is Assalamu Alaikum. It means peace be unto you for all of you who don't know. And after that, peace that we want down here on earth, as it is in heaven with our Creator. We pray for that peace. And the beautiful, most beautiful prayer we pray, that's in all revelation, because the Quran is the confirmation. It's the completion of all revelation. So that prayer is called Al-Fatiha. And that prayer is for Jews, Christian, Muslim, Buddhist, Hindu, whatever you call yourself. this prayer is for the humanity. That's, so we will begin with this prayer in Arabic as we best can speak it, and then in the English where we know we can get it to you clear. This is our language here in this country. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina sirata mustaqim. Sirata alladhina an'amta 'alayhim ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim wadh-dhalin. Amin. People, we just said, translated out of the Arabic of the Quran into English, with Allah's name, the Merciful, Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the Cherisher and Sustainer of the worlds, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful, Master, Ruler of the Day of Judgment. Thee do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and who go not astray. Amen. So people, as the discussion is going, the theme of it is basically division. And the division that you need to really know about in this world, and it's more clear today than ever in the history of mankind, Allah say. Why? Because Allah have brought all history from the beginning of time. He have brought it all the way from all the, when he first started creation. He's ending creation now. And so we have all the history of all the generations from the beginning of mankind right now. So people, we're living in the greatest time of all. And and also we're living in the most dangerous time of all for human beings. Because we're living in the time when not only are we being, a lot of people say, well, we judge every day for what we do. Yeah, we are judged every day for what we do. If you commit a sin, then you have to answer. If you do good, you get good back in return. That's a type of judgment. But I'm not talking about that judgment. I'm talking about the final day of judgment and justice when we are dead physically in this world, resurrected from the dead, and resurrected into the world of Almighty Allah around his divine and high throne, spiritual throne in the hereafter. That's what I'm talking about. That day of judgment for every soul. Allah called it in the Quran, Al-Juma, or the gathering of the souls to be judged. So people, the reason the world is so evil and most people are so evil and wicked today is because they are divided. What type of division am I talking about? Inshallah, I'm going to emphasize it. This division is the division not of a man with his wife or with their children, not with people and the president, or not with another so-called part of the human race with another part. No. No. What's got us divided, most people? This is the division. It's the division of the creature called a human being divided. And division is a type of separation, because when you divide something, you're separating it. Okay? So this separation or division is the separation and division from our Creator. Everything that the Creator created, he created with a certain nature. And that nature that the Creator created everything with is good. And the Creator, Allah, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, He created the nature of good in every human being. So you hear a lot of people talking about, I don't know what my purpose is down in life. I want to try to find out my purpose. Look, stop that. Stop playing. Just stop the playing right there. Your purpose in life is simple, and it's already clocked in your nature, in your conscience, and your heart. Your purpose of life is to live a good life. Your purpose of life is to love your own self and to love your fellow humans. Why? Because you was created by a creator who is all love. Allah is all love. All love comes from Allah. All good comes from Allah. And Allah created the human being as Khalifa. Khalifa means the caretaker down here on earth. So he created us as the Khalifa, and then he put some of his spirit in us, which gave us his quality, his godlike qualities, so that we could run the world down here as he controlled the world in heaven, and we would have a heaven down here on earth, just like he got heaven above us in his heaven. But we don't see this. We see the opposite. We see a hell-like circumstance and situation down here on earth. Why? Because, first of all, I want to say, when anyone or anything the Creator created separates from the Creator, forgets the Creator, then that thing no longer have any protection from evil. Evil have the power to take that thing over, whatever it is, and destroy it. But as long as the Creator is protecting that thing, evil cannot harm that thing, not one iota and not one degree. So we need to come back right now, not 2 or 3 breaths from now, but the next breath we take, we need to be asking Allah, our Creator, to bring back his unity in our life so that we can learn to love. It's so much evil, so much hatred in this world today. And Allah said he tests us with good and evil by way of trial. So, yes, Allah tests man and woman, which is essential to the human race. He tests the human race with good and evil to see which one you're going to choose. Excuse me. Little horse, bear patiently with me, if you will. So he tests us with good, and he tests us with evil to see who would be best in conduct. I do hear some noise in the background, but he tests us to see who would be best in conduct. So the most important thing down here on earth for us as human beings is our conduct. You know why? Now, this young man here, I'm going to just use him as an example, and I really care for the young man. I miss him, even miss him. Kobe Bryant used to play with the L.A. Lakers and his family. Now, he had a lot of money, but he's gone now. My point, people, is this. I just use Kobe, but there's a status on the computer where you can go look up and see this is a factual status that they have said today. There, ever since we've been in America, whites and blacks, that more people, and not just here, but all around the world, you got more rich billionaires and millionaires committing suicide than ever before, right now. Why are they committing suicide? They got all of this wealth. You're supposed to be happy. You got everything you want, right? Yeah, that's the problem right there with most people. They getting everything they want, but are they getting what they need? Them rich people are not getting what they need. And if you don't get what you need, that means that you're not getting the love or the protection of Allah. And if you're not getting the love or the protection of Allah, your Creator, that means that you're completely under the influence and power of evil, and that's why you see evil got you doing things you know are wrong. Your conscience tell you it's wrong. Your heart tell you it's wrong. But you just can't stop yourself from doing the evil. Why? Because you have no faith in your unseen creator, that even though you can't see him, you're supposed to know he see me and he exists and he's the creator of everything I see in me. And even though I don't see him, he's keeping everything going in the world. He's the sustainer of the world. He's sustaining me too. He woke me up this morning. But I don't just need him to wake me up. I need him to take care of me throughout the day, throughout every day of my life until I die. Because if he don't take care of me, you see the destruction that's on others. That same destruction would overtake me too if I don't have his love and protection in my life. But in order to earn his love and protection, you have to want to live a good life. You have to want to live a life where you're not just selfish and you want everything good for you. You have to live an unselfish life, knowing that when you want for others the good you enjoy, you're in your right state of nature. Because Allah say in my conclusion at this time, no one is a true believer in Allah, the creator of the heavens and earth, until they want the good of Allah that they enjoy for their other human family. Ain't no colors, it's just a human race for their other human family. And at this time, I'm going to say peace be unto you as I begin. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum
assalam. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, Reality of the Creator. And we want to thank you for joining us this morning. Once again, you have another beautiful month for discussion. Yes, sir, brought to us by Imam Shahid Shabazz, from the message from Allah, from the Quran, from his word to you. And you need to think seriously on this. This is not a show of entertainment or joking at all for your pleasure. It's a show, a thought show for you to think of. It's serious. It's a guide to give you guidance and direction for your life from your Creator. So listen carefully and be sincere and understand. And we would love for you to have questions to ask. Ask questions if you're not sure about something. Ask questions if you want more knowledge, or give comments if you have knowledge that we should know. Something that we should hear it and know about from the Quran. So, people, we want to hear from you. Yes, you can see how the world is today, the condition that it's in. And we all, everyone is calling it what, the end of time. But never, never have things been on this earth as bad off as they are today. So we want to we understand from the condition. They are the message themselves. What you see that's going on lets you know within yourself that this world, this material world, is not here, won't be here much longer. I won't say the world itself will always exist, but the creation on it, the people especially. So therefore, people, always stay prepared. Stay prepared and listen carefully and join the show. Join the talk that comes for you to help guide you to a better life, the right way of life, and bring you back from the quick road, the wrong direction that you're traveling in. So I have some numbers here that I don't know. Like I said, I don't put these numbers on our switchboard, but when they do show up, I am to see whether or not you might have a comment, a question to ask, or you just might have something to say, a word or two. So I will call on the numbers as I see them. And if you have a comment, please, at this time, let us hear from you. The first number is the 313-412-1273. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? All right, this person doesn't want to comment. So we pray a lot that at some point you might have something, some information to give us. I'll question to that. But enjoy the show and the discussion otherwise. The next number is 336-918-2640. And again, people, these are beautiful, beautiful, sincere listeners, but they just don't have anything to say at this time. But again, my job is to, once the number shows up on the switch board, give you that chance. You can't say that I didn't give you a chance to express yourself. All right. The next number is 614-989-7186. All right, so those are the numbers that we have right now that are showing up. And we can, as we can see, these guests, I do forget that they have put on the switchboard for us. They just want to listen and absorb right now. They came here to learn and to understand the way of life and directions that have been sent to us all from our Creator. And they know if they can get it from anyone, they can get it from Imam Shaheed Shabazz. And now again, I want to remind you that you're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And again, we want to thank you for joining us. And just sit back, relax, and listen to Imam Shaheed Shabazz.
Yes, thank you. People, in our continuation, I had a note here in my hand in the book of my notes, and I just want to go over this one right here. This is the one that you haven't heard me speak before. I do poetry too, so it's like it's spiritual poetry. It says, "Love is the key to unlock the door to real spiritual life." People, it says, life begins in love from above. Real love comes from above. Allah is love. He's the source of this love, all love. Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, put his love in the nature of all creation. So by our nature as a human race, we can't live without Allah's love and grace. Yes, and this is our only hope, people. But most people have chose dope. Now, people, I want to share some with you that's new to you, probably. Dope is anything that turns people's minds into crimes. This is why we live in hard times. Only the remembrance of Allah can and will stop this type of insane thinking. So I invite all of you listeners, people, listening and those, all, I invite them all, before it is too late, before it's too late to come back to trust in Allah for hope and stop using things Allah created for dope. Now, what do I mean using things Allah created for dope? Dope is an addiction, right? It's an addiction to drugs, right? Okay, most people, when you think of being addicted to drugs and dope, they think of cocaine. They think of heroin. They think of marijuana and whatever other names they call this, K2 and whatever old crazy name they call drugs. And all the drugs in the hospital and the pharmacy, they drugs too. They ain't to heal your body. They to keep you sick so that the pharmaceutical trillion-dollar industries can keep getting them trillions of dollars and at the same time kill us slow. Yeah, they crooks. So let me say this here. If you are all into sex all the time, That's what dominates your mind. You know, you go to work. You know, you take care of your responsibility. But, you know, you just love sex so much that you don't want to have it with your husband or your wife, if you're married, one time a week. You want to have it up the whole week, every week, and sometimes maybe two or three times a night. Now, that's an addiction. Okay? Another type of addiction, as an example, if you drink alcoholic beverages all the time, I mean, from a teenager, and say you've been blessed by a lot to get up to 40, 50, or 60 years old, 70, 80, 90, and you still drinking, that's an addiction. That's dope. That's an addiction. So dope, what it does, the type of dope I'm talking about, is spiritual. It's a dope that... Dope really means that it what it does, it take your mind and your focus off your real life. And when you going through problems and troubles, you don't seek Allah, the Creator, the only one who can solve your problems. You seek some type of drug, some type of fantasy, some type of vanity to get into. Oral sex and all kinds, molesting children. You got people out here that's serial killers. You got people going into schools and places just shooting people, dropping bombs on people, ain't done nothing to them. People go to work, going to wherever they're going, and they thinking they're going to have a good day and live throughout the day, and boom, the day gone, they gone also. Why? Because the people that killed them, they were on dope. They was on the dope of falsehood. That's the dope people. That's the real dope we need to come off of. It's falsehood, false knowledge. And people, I want you to know, that false knowledge don't come from the, some people want to try to say, Satan or the devil. No. No. False knowledge comes from trying to mix a good life with a bad life. You say you want to, that's what most people are, how they are, in religion or otherwise. They want to be of this world. They want to indulge into the vanities of this world. And a great majority of them, they want to say also, I want to serve God. I'm serving God too. You cannot serve the Creator, and you cannot serve the Creator Allah and at the same time be into the sport and play and vanities of this world, like the co-host often mentioned. You go to a football game, you see thousands of people, thousands, baseball game, thousands, I mean over crowded capacity, 100,000 people, 50,000 people. But if you got a place where somebody's going to speak the truth, you can't even hardly get one or two or three people to come. It's something wrong with that picture, but people want to know why the world in the shape it's in. Why you see why to say it's in this shape. What are you doing to try to change your life to make this world a better world? You can't help make the world a better world until you first change your life and come back to living right yourself. How am I going to contribute to helping the world or anybody else, even my own children or family, to live right if I'm not living right myself? So living right is the only way that evil is going to be destroyed. And that's why Donald Trump, an evil president like him, got back again. It ain't because of no money. It's because the Creator let him back in to let these foolish people know throughout the world, especially in America, know that even though you know, you're poor money-wise, and they may be trying to keep you poor money-wise, but the real poverty is not money. He's trying to show you that the real poverty is evil. The real poverty is hatred. The real poverty is the ignorance of the goodness and the love of Allah in your life for your fellow man. And he letting Donald Trump stand there as a rude awakening, a final call to the souls of all human beings to let them know that this ain't the way I created you. I didn't create you to hate each other. I created you to love each other. I didn't create you to hate someone because they say I'm a Muslim. I didn't create you to hate someone because their skin color is different from your skin color. I created you as nations, tribes, Allah say, different skin tones, but all the same human race. And he said, I created you that you might get to know each other, learn each other, and know the goodness of Allah in me, and I know the goodness of our Creator in you, and then we can work together in His goodness, and we can change this world and turn this world back around to the good world that Allah created it in the beginning when He first created this physical and material universe. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And we want to thank you this morning, as he's explained to you strongly that this world is a fool's paradise. Yes, many of us want to believe that this is our heaven on earth. If this is heaven, then why are you so anxious? Why are you constantly talking about going to heaven when you die and going to church and all? Yes, you know that this is not heaven on earth, but all the hell that's going on here on this earth, all the evil and wickedness that the people are doing. And now children are dying worse than ever. They are supposed to be our future, and they are being killed. Are they even, some of them, little ones, are committing suicide. So what kind of heaven would this be? How can you consider it your paradise, people? Your minds have been taken from you. You're not thinking. You must be serious about this life because you don't know when you will return to your Creator, when you will be called back to Him. But therefore, be serious and know that this is not a paradise or near a paradise, this earth. I was listening to the Quran, of course, and as I do, there are different ayahs and different surahs that give messages that I think are very important for you to listen to. So I want to read a few of the ayat. Not that many, it won't be long, but they are very important. And they go along with what we're talking about, the discussion for our today. This is from what we call the surah, chapter 2, and it's ayat 111, okay? So that would be like in the Quran, it would be your verse 111, okay? And they say, none shall enter paradise unless he be a Jew or a Christian. Those are their vain desires. They produce your proof if you are truthful. Nay, whoever submits his whole self to Allah and is a doer of good, he will get his reward with his Lord. On such shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve. People, the times we're living in are very serious times, all right? And we must be very, very conscious of this time that we're living in. How shall Allah guide those who reject faith after they accepted it and bore witness that the messenger was true, and that clear signs had come unto them? But Allah God is not a people unjust. Of such the reward is that on them rests the curse of Allah, of his angels, and of all mankind, in that they dwell, they will in that will they dwell, nor will their country be lightened, nor respite be their lot, except for those who repent even after that and make amends. For verily, Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. But those who reject faith after they accepted it, and then go on adding to their defiance of faith, never will their repentance be accepted. For they are those who have of a set purpose gone astray. As to those who reject faith and die rejecting, never would be accepted from any such as much gold as the earth contains, though they should offer it for ransom. For such it is in store a penalty grievous, and they will find no helpers. By no means shall ye attain righteousness unless ye give freely of that which ye love. And whatever ye give of a truth, Allah knoweth well. And those who, having done something to be ashamed of or wrong their own souls, earnestly bring Allah to mind and ask for forgiveness for their sins, and who can forgive sins except Allah, and are never obstinate in persisting knowingly in the wrong they have done. For such, the reward is forgiveness from the Lord, and God with rivers flowing underneath, and eternal dwelling. How excellent a recompense for those who work and strive. For you see, people, Allah is definitely a just God. Here is a plain statement to men, a guidance, an instruction to those who fear Allah. Yes, yes, this, people, we must understand that Allah is all forgiving, most merciful, but you must have go with him, to him with a sincere heart. And once you have done something, be sincere in not doing that wrong again and displeasing your Creator again. Again, now I want to remind you that you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat, the reality of the Creator. And today's discussion is, this world is a fool's paradise. Very deceptive, huh? But nothing but shadows of deception do you see on this earth. Everything is an illusion, people, even you, even us, even the people, all creation is an illusion, because everything will return to the Creator in time. We do have here the light scene. A number is 919-717-2047. I believe this is our beautiful brother Larry from Durham, North Carolina. I live in Malaysia.
Yes, good morning. Wa alaikum assalam. Good morning to the
assalamu alaikum.
Radio. Wa alaikum assalam, brother. Imam Shahid, and sister host Isla, beautiful sister. I want to just thank Almighty Allah this morning for giving you all the benefit and the pleasure of bringing some knowledge and bringing the listening radio to the brotherhood of the listeners. So, yeah, I mean, I think Brother Shahid, it's a good topic, as always. And I just, this day and time, it brings to mind to me, you know, that this world is moving rapidly, mighty, mighty fast. I think we just had a comedian, I believe it was Martin Lawrence, they've been advertising on radio, at least anyway, that he says, one of the things he said, this world is spinning so fast now, said, you better hold on. And then one of his statements was that, did you hear that, white boy? And so, yeah, I mean, I think Brother Shahid and I spoke about it some weeks ago. Yeah, this world is moving so fast now. People are doing things so fast now that you know, we really not thinking about what we're doing. I mean, even in technology and creation and all this kind of stuff that man is creating, is going so fast. And I think the first thing that we think about is how much money we can make in reference to what we do, what we create, and the direction that we're going. You know, so fast. That's why we are, you know, making mistakes, because we're moving so fast, and then we'll find out. It's almost like, as you mentioned about the drug, you know, you have these drugs that put them on the market so fast, and then 6 months, a year later, you'll find out that the drug has an effect on you that's not good. Now you got to get one drug to balance the other one, or one drug that created some kind of dysfunction or illness in you. Now you got to take another drug to straighten that drug out. So, yeah, I just think, yeah, we're moving so fast, and as people, as human beings, man, we're moving so fast. If we don't slow down, then, yeah, we'll be the deceivers and the destroyers of this world, because Allah said that we are to be the maintainers and protectors. He's given us that job to be the maintainers and protectors of the earth. And we are the ones that are destroying it. And it shows in politics, because, you know, we have these people that are supposed to be educated and have knowledge of many things that the common people don't have knowledge of, and they are supposed to be the leaders and the guidance of protecting us, you know, and from war, protecting us from diseases, protecting us from poverty and all these things. And you'll find that things every year that, you know, is more diseases, it's more poverty, more killing, and all these things. So, yeah, we have a responsibility, and we have you know, become disfaithful, distrustful, and Allah's message and His guidance. And so, you know, it really shows these days and times. So we need good leaders, good true people. Imam mentions most often, you know, starting with self, you know. And, you know, even some people, when you talk to your friends or people, young people or loved ones that you encounter on a daily basis, I mean, even if you just talk about, as you mentioned, about drinking or smoking or drugging or eating, you know, some people look at you as a marker, man, and just oh, you don't know what he's talking about. You tell them about eating pork. Oh, my granddad ate pork. Well, he lived to be 90. But that was then. You know, they did a lot of work. They sweated it out a lot of times, you know, and even though they did, and they showed sickness from eating. You know, the same apply to drugs and all. So even when we do these things, you know, God is a balanced God, and you have to balance yourself even when you do it, and pray Allah and try to step, do the things to not do it, to reject yourself from it. For instance, some people don't stop eating pork until they go to the doctor. The doctor tell them they got high blood pressure. Some people don't stop smoking until the doctor tell them to stop smoking, even though they may have signs themselves before they go to the doctor. And so with these things being done, this is a sign of ignoring the signs of Almighty God. So we have to be conscious enough and balanced enough to try to listen to people, because God sends people to us to bring a message to us a lot of times. But yet we ignore it, because we look down on a person or condemn that person because he might not have what we think he ought to have to tell us what to do, you know, whether it be an education or money or where he lives or what kind of car he drives. And, you know, but God sent a message to us even sometime through a fool, maybe. If it's nothing but learn how not to be a fool. So we have to, you know, we have to first, if you speak the love and the knowledge and the guidance of Allah, Allah will guide you and send you a message, and you have to be or have to accept Allah's message in whichever way it may come. So, you know, I just, you know, that it's a good topic, and I just came in, so I won't take a lot of time, but it's a pleasure. I thank God this morning, and so I want to say assalamu alaikum and hear some more from other speakers. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, and we thank you very much, Brother Holloway, for those beautiful comments. It's always a pleasure when you come on and we talk about life experience. And life is about, supposedly about living and learning. But the key to this is this. You can't learn if you don't want to learn. The human being is not like a tree or an animal or any other, the sun, the moon, or any other part of creation. A human being has to choose their life. The life of the sun is already set. The life of animals is already set. Nothing Allah created can't change. It's going to stay that same thing he created and act the same way he created it to act until he destroyed it. Well, he made the human being a little different. Now, being a big difference, as the brother was just saying. You see, we have what's called freedom of choice. We have what's called freedom of will. And we have to choose our life from all the other life we see around us. Because a human being can see and have worshiped everything in creation. A human being have tried to act like, and now they're doing it now. Human beings are acting like animals. And how could they do that if their nature was already set and they couldn't go against their nature? Our nature is already good, but it's not locked and etched in stone. Our nature will only stay good if we continuously be taught good the truth, good knowledge. If we're properly, correctly educated, then we can develop that good nature inside of us and grow to be that God-like human being that Allah created us to be. I just want to share this right here with you, also along with what the brother was saying. And this is just something that me and him talk about a lot, and I write a lot now. I've been blessed to become a writer, and the title of this particular topic I was blessed to write here is called Prayer is Better Than Sleep. And what I'm trying to say to you is this, people, that the remembrance of Allah is better than forgetting Allah. Now think about it. Allah, the creator, is life, right? Yes, Allah is life. So when you are thinking about your creator all the time and thinking about pleasing him all the time, then that means that you are awake. You're awake. You're not asleep. We're talking about mentally sleep, spiritually sleep. You're mentally and spiritually alive. Because Allah is life. But when you forget your creator, you forget your own life. You forget your soul. You forget your life. Then you don't know what you're supposed to do. That's why you hear people talking about, I don't know what my purpose is in life. You don't know what your purpose is. You don't even know who you was created to be. You don't know your creator. I guarantee you, you get to know your creator. You know what your purpose in life is. It's right there in a book called the Holy Quran. And with that said, people, I just want to say that most Muslims, most people in all religion and people in the world, they show in their actions that they rather engage in sports and play and then the vanities, the evils of this world, other than in the true worship and service of Allah. This is the downfall of humanity. And I say, people, study history, and you will see in every generation, this was people's downfall, forgetting the one creator and sustainer of the heavens and the earth, Allah. Creation itself cannot sustain itself. The creator has to sustain and maintain his creation, just like a farmer has to maintain his garden. This is why creation have a creator. And this creator, Allah, is all-powerful. Meaning this, nothing Allah created have any power. Nothing. The sister just read that. Allah got all the power. That was a beautiful recitation, a recital the sister recited out of the Quran. I hope you all got it. Allah got all power. Allah say in his final revelations in the Holy Quran also that if all the people on the earth, if he was to allow them to come together and create a fly, and he said he allowed the fly to snatch something from them, he said all the people in the world couldn't take back what the fly had snatched away from them. In other words, what he's saying is that he's created the nature of the fly like this. When a fly, normally with most animals, or all other animals, when they eat, they have to digest their food. When a fly eats something, they don't have to digest it. It's to digest it immediately. Their system is made where when they get some food, it's digested immediately. So even if you cut that fly open and dissect that fly, you can't get that food. It's gone forever. So Allah is just telling, letting us know how foolish we are to think that we got some power, that we can live our life, and we don't need his help. We can live our life on our own. Look at the world. You see the reality of this. So what I'm trying to get you to understand, people, before it's too late, the next moment, if you will, your life could end and in evil, in anything in this evil world. So you must, if you want to protect yourself in this world and you want to have a better life in the hereafter, you want to have eternal heaven in the hereafter, you must right now, at this verb next breath, come back to the remembrance of your creator that you can't see physically, but you see him in his goodness in you and in the world. Come back to his righteousness. Come back to his goodness. And people, in my conclusion of this particular section here, I was speaking on living this way is your only freedom from the fire of eternal hell. And I said at the end, people think this, say, I say, I'm already in hell. We're already living in hell. No, we're not. Read the Holy Quran. Allah lets you know this ain't the real hell. The real hell ain't going to never end. And the fire of hell, you know, when people go to jail, you hear a lot of brothers say, I've been hearing all my life, hell is just like jail. Well, that's a fact. At the end of this note right here, I got here, that, you know, this is the real jail, Hell is the real jail. So you don't go to jail when the police or the FBI or somebody come and pick you up and take you to some building and lock you behind some cages. That ain't the real jail. You're in jail when you are out of touch with the remembrance of your Creator and who He created you to be. You're in jail and you're in hell within your own self. One sister said that her sister said, most people are already dead. All they need is just somebody to come by and put a tombstone, you know, right over them and say, this person, they came into the world such and such a day and they left such and such a day. But they're already dead. Most people are already dead and they don't realize they're dead because they are deceived to believe that the things in this life, in this world, are good. But I want to share this with you. And you hear people talking about my good this, my good that, my good this, my good that. No. Ain't nothing in this world good. You hear people talking about I'm good. Oh, man, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. No, you're not. You're bad. Every human being is bad except through the grace and mercy of Allah. You're bad. All good comes from Allah. And Allah say all evil come from people. So now there's another good help for you people. If you want to try to make a contribution to all this wickedness and evil that's going on in the world, get your life straight. Look at, like Brother Larry said, like people like Donald Trump and people that ain't living right. Look at them people and look at them and say, look at all the evil and hurt they're doing to other people. And look at them and say to yourself, say, that ain't right. Say, Allah, help me, put me in a position where I can help make things better for people and not make it worse for people like Donald Trump is doing. So like the brother say, you can learn from bad. And Allah tests us with evil and good so that he tests you with the evil, showing you the evil, so that you what? You can see how not to be. You don't want to be evil because you see the destruction that it brings on you. So when he tests you with the good, you get good results. That should encourage and inspire you to what? Want to continue to do good and be good like your Creator created you to be, like Him, Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
Excuse me, I was drinking something. Forgive me, please, for the cough, but I was drinking something and it went down the wrong way. You know how that is. So, just one moment here. Let me get myself together, my voice. We want to remind you that you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabbat. We are to obviously we thank you. We pray that you are enjoying yourself and your discussion, and we would love for you to join the discussion participate and give us some feedback. Let us know how you're feeling, what you're thinking, whether you're receiving the good food that you came for today, the good meal that you came to enjoy. From Imam Shaheed Shabbat and from our guest speakers that we have, Brother Larry so far, and I'm going to call on someone else here that I see who's been on now for about 20 minutes. I always try to give you a chance to listen in to what's being discussed so that you will be able to ask questions or give comments more appropriately that way. We do have another number that's been here for a little over 20 minutes now, and I pray that this person that has received enough information to maybe give a comment if they so desire or ask a question. And that number is 419-418-4367. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? All right, people, we do have those who want to just listen in, as I said before. And that is your choice, to listen or to join into the discussion. Just listen. We'd love to have you join again. You know, it's the family affair here that we have. And we need to hear from you like you want to hear from us and know whether what we're feeding you, the information we're giving to you, is what you desire. And if you have any comments that you like, best just let us know whether you enjoy a little small comment, whether you enjoy the discussions and the information that Imam Shahid Shabbat, who stepped so long and traveled so far for so many years doing dawah on his own through cities and towns throughout the East Coast here. And we let you know. You need to let him know that you are receiving the information you're receiving. You are appreciated. Right? And it's good food for your soul. And we'd like for you not to just let him know, but to share this information with others and let them know. So maybe they will join us too next time that we have the show on, when we have the show on Sunday. Don't you share the information? Give them the numbers to call so that they can join us too. All right. Now, again, we will give you, we will see if Brother Larry here has a comment. Something else you would like to say at this time.
Yes, I'll speak. Yeah. Walaikum assalam. I think my phone is going dead, but I think it's probably got enough to hold on. You know, just for listening audience, you know, often what I think we do is that we so quick to judge our people, you know, our leaders in particular. But even the Bible says that we are to respect our leaders and we are to hold them accountable and we are to encourage them to continue to be good leaders and carry on the torch of leadership. So, you know, oftentimes, I mean, even Brother Shahid and myself, you know, we go way back, and oftentimes we have disagreed, and even to today, you know, we have disagreements, and but, you know, we highly respect each other. So I would just encourage people that even when you find fault, we find fault in one another. It's like your parents, you know. The Bible tells us to respect the womb that bores, whether we disagree with them or not. So I encourage people, you know, that the Bible said that we are to, you know, respect our leaders and encourage them that they may continue to stay on the right path and bring us the goodness and, you know, the blessing that they receive from the Almighty. Because often, you know, those that do the will of Allah, you know, and fasting and praying and the things of this nature, surely Allah rewards them more so than one that does not. And a lot of times we just think that, you know, oh, they think they all that because they do this and they do that. And but it's a thing of jealousy when you disregard the one that works and serves and does the work of the leaders, of follow the leaders that Allah has blessed us with, in the days before us. So let people just be conscious about how we not want to follow, because he who follow well make good leaders. And so I just want to put that out there. And I get us a great show. Inshallah, the ones that call in will, you know, just come on and just say If nothing but just give the praise to Allah. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. And I must defend myself. As you said, we have disagreements, and people have disagreements till they die. But the disagreements ain't based on what Allah say. The disagreements are based on, and always have been for over 40 years, me and you, our own self. Because Allah say He's all-knowing, not me, Shaheed or Brother Larry. And Allah do not tell us to follow leaders like Donald Trump. No, He do not. Allah say, if you read the Quran, that He destroyed all the leaders like Donald Trump. He said He destroyed Pharaoh who was oppressing his people. Allah, the man taught at Juma prayer Friday here in Winston Salem, that Allah say He don't desire oppression for Himself nor His people, so don't oppress His people. And Allah say when any leader is oppressing their people, and practically all the leaders in this world are oppressing their people all over the world, over in China. The ma'am said it, sister, co-host, that the Chinese now done put about 3 million, I think it is, Muslims in concentration camp so they can't practice their faith, telling them if they practice their faith, they're going to be in prison the rest of their life. A lot of them they're killing. So how in the hell we are, and the Bible is not the book that Allah revealed to us so that we could get the clear truth that confirms all of this truth that He revealed all His prophets. It's the Holy Quran. And Allah tell us in the Quran, you know, don't follow oppressive leader, Allah. Allah tell us only, instructs us only in the Quran to follow leaders if they are righteous leaders, like myself, like Imam Wafiuddin Muhammad. May Allah be pleased with him, and may Allah forgive him and have mercy on his soul and grant him paradise for the work he did in this world. Like Muhammad Ali, like El-Hajj Malik Shabazz, a.k.a. Malcolm X, Frederick Douglass, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. These were good leaders. Allah said follow those type of leaders. But guess what? Most people don't follow them type of leaders and didn't follow those men when they was here. But they'll follow, they sure ain't encouraged by Allah to follow no leaders like Donald Trump. In fact, Almighty God, Allah say in the Quran that He sent over 200 and some prophets and messengers throughout history. And He say most of them didn't even have one follower. These were righteous leaders that didn't even have one follower. And Allah do not tell us to follow wicked leadership. Allah say, in fact, only people like Donald Trump and the wicked leaders, He say on the day of judgment, they going to be judged first, and they going to get the most severest punishment for misleading and mistreating His people. So, people, the brother, he's all right to make his comment, but I'm the leader of this show, and I'm saying to you, if you want to know the truth about what me and him just spoke about, go pick up the Quran for yourself. Read the Holy Quran for yourself. Not the Bible. Read the Holy Quran for yourself, and I guarantee you'll get the whole truth in the Holy Quran on what Allah said about following corrupt leaders like Donald Trump. No, He did not tell you to follow no corrupt leader like that. A man that's trying to destroy all of the 99% of the people by starving them, taking their checks, Social Security, and just trying to make life where we can't even, it's unbearable. Allah don't tell you to follow. How in the world can you follow somebody like that, an oppressor like that? No, Allah don't say a follower no oppressor like that. Don't ever do that, people. That's why He's in the office right now. People, they couldn't appreciate the good leader we had before him, Obama. He even talk about Obama all the time and talk about him being a Muslim, like being a black African-American and a Muslim is bad. He talk about Obama all the time. Obama, when he was in there, he didn't talk about Trump. He didn't talk about other leaders. Now, that's the type of leader Allah wants you to follow, a leader like President Obama. Not a leader like Donald Trump or George Bush or Nixon or Ronald Reagan, these evil, oh, wicked leaders who want to destroy most of the population so they can have a world around here by themselves to enjoy this whole big wide world by themselves like they some gods. And this man Donald Trump comes out and tell you that he's a man that's going to follow evil, going to do evil to black people, going to do evil to people, and the man do it. So no way in the world, Almighty Allah, the creator of heaven and earth, tell no one to follow no one like that. Don't you do that, people. Get your Holy Quran, people, and read the Holy Quran for yourself, and you'll be getting the whole truth. And Allah say, follow those who are rightly guided by Allah. And we can look at Donald Trump and tell in this words and actions, he's not rightly guided by the Creator. He's being wrongly guided by his own evil and the evil of Satan. Do not follow any oppressors. Allah said he do not desire oppression for his people, for himself or his people. So do not follow oppressors, leaders, people, and most all the leaders in the world, they are oppressors. And Allah say that. And he say, do not follow them. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. You are listening to the son of the broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator.
Walaikum.
Oh, I'm sorry. I believe Brother Larry has a word.
Yes, I just want to make a comment. First of all, brother Imam Shahid, this is directed to Imam Shahid and the listening audience. When I said the Bible says to respect your leaders and to follow your leaders. Now, I respect the Quran highly, and I also respect the Bible because the Bible was sent to the prophets and the messengers before the Quran.
Are you still here?
Yes, I'm still here. Yes.
Okay,
so,
were you finished? You stop right there.
I'm sorry. I hit the wrong button.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay, because I knew the brother stopped right there, and I wanted him to continue on.
Yeah, I want to continue on to make my short statement. Is that I said, first of all, again, I said the Bible says to respect your leaders. I said the Bible says. I didn't say anything about Trump. I didn't say anything about the wicked leaders. I said the Bible. So, remember the time I mentioned to you about, you know, if there's one that's a Christian and there's one that's a Muslim. Christians, I used to hear all the time say, if you're not a Christian, you're not a Christian, you're going to hell. If you don't believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, you're going to hell. And I also heard Muslims, if you don't believe in the Quran, you don't believe in the Quran, you're going to hell. None of us have a hell or heaven to put us in. Surely, I believe that just like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, when he thought that the white man was the devil, and Malcolm X came back from Mecca and said that it was blue-eyed devils and started to accept white people as Muslims. So at that time, when Allah blessed us with the Bible was what it was. It was a book to lead us and to guide us to the next step, which was the Quran. So when my statement was that in the Bible it says to obey your leaders, respect your leaders, hold them highly, I had nothing to do with Trump. So I appreciate you clarifying that and making that statement. But just to clarify what I was saying, it had nothing to do with Trump. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaikum salam. Well, thank you very much, Brother Holloway, because, like you say, it's perfectly all right, not just with me and you, but with any two people that disagree to agree. The reason being is because we ain't all knowing. And You know, the all-knowing, we need to go back to him. And he's saying, time, if you seek his knowledge, he will bring about the unity and blessing us to understand one another, and the understanding that his truth is for us, for all our good, and to lead us on to more of his goodness. But you're right. But what I wanted, one thing I wanted to say, Brother Holloway, I've been knowing you a long time, and I love you. But I just want to say this. Always remember this. I'm sure it's on national radio now. Always remember that the Quran, the Holy Quran, is the final revelations of Allah. And the Bible that you're talking about ain't the same. It won't call no Bible during the time of Prophet Jesus. I was reading that last night in the Quran. It was called the Injil. The Injil. And during the time of Prophet Moses, it was called the Torah. The English language didn't even exist then. This new version of the Bible written by the white man about 1,000 years ago, this the James Paul version, King James version, if you study the history of the people that wrote the Bible today, you will find that these people were murderers. They was killers. They were homosexuals. There was all kinds of corrupt people that rewrote the Bible, and they even tried to kill Prophet Jesus, Esau, 2,000 years ago. A lot of the people that say they following, why? Because the man was teaching the whole truth from Allah, and he wasn't teaching them what they wanted to hear. Same thing with Moses, Prophet Musa. They tried to kill Prophet Moses because he was teaching the whole truth from Allah and not what the people wanted him to teach. He even hit a man. They was arguing. Like you said, we be debating. We ain't never went to that extent and never will. But Prophet Moses was a good man. He didn't mean to kill a man, but the man was trying to tell him that he need to be the type of leader to oppress his people. And the man was an oppressor. And the man was telling him, that's the type of leader you need to be. So out of a moment of just anger, you know, wanting to stand up for the truth, he didn't want to kill a man. He hit the man, and just with one blow, he killed him. And he asked Allah to forgive him, to forgive him. But even then, if you want to know the truth about the Bible, you got to know the Quran. You want to know the truth about the Torah that Moses brought, you got to know the Quran. You want to know the truth that Prophet Abraham brought, that was the book that was called the Scrolls. And that book right there that Prophet Abraham brought was the book for the Muslim, was the book for the Jews and the Christians. And he's called the father, the spiritual founding father of monotheism, the oneness in the worship of the Creator for Christian, Jews, and Muslim, the three major religions in the world and all other religions in the world, Prophet Abraham. And all of this knowledge is compiled by Allah because we're in the last days in the Holy Quran. That's why the Quran is called the final revelation. It's not the only revelation. It's the final revelation, and it has all the other revelations of Allah in the Quran in its clear understanding, like Allah revealed it to his prophets without being touched or disturbed by any man tampering with it, trying to change its truth.
Question,
that's all I want to say for right now.
Question.
Hold on.
And in the Bible, I just want to let you know that I stayed in the Christian religion for 27 years of my life, and I taught in Sunday school. And what led me to Islam was the Bible. And the reason why? Because we were taught to don't just study the Bible, begin at the beginning. And you will find that many changes that have been made or still been made to the Bible by man, that man deliberately wrote the Bible. And we studied more. We learned that it was written during the time of slavery to deceive, to bring, make the slaves think that a white man, God was a man, a white man in them, and that they want your slavery. At the time, the slavery they still want you to think that they were the gods that were over you and they were some god. So they rewrote the Bible. It was not called the Bible then. It was called the Gospel or something like that. I can't remember the exact name of the time. But Jesus would never know what you were saying if he came in now. And you said the word Bible in Christianity. We were taught.
Sure wouldn't.
You still go on accepting, knowing that we are being told, not just even from the Bible, even many ministers are teaching now the lies that are in the Bible. And letting the people know that. But the people have been conditioned, drugged up to accept what's in the Bible anyway.
That's right.
Accept the Bible. And they still go on and use the Bible. And they will, some of them will let you know, oh, yes, we know this is wrong or that's wrong. But you know what? No, Larry. The Bible is not the words of Jesus. The Bible was changed, made for the slaves exactly to accept the white man as a God. That's the purpose of the Bible.
That's right. That's correct.
Yes, I understand that. And the biggest thing I see in the Bible that does that is the picture of a white Jesus Christ. But question, does the Quran deny the Bible? Does the Quran deny the Bible wholeheartedly, word for word? Does it deny the Bible word for word? Does the Quran does do that? And as I say, as Martin Luther King would say, if you're going to be a good mechanic, be the best mechanic. If you're going to be a good, if you're going to be a trash man, be the best trash man. If you're going to be, do you all know any good Christians? Is there such thing as a good Christian? And on the other hand, Allah blessed me with Allah blessed me once to say this here. If I went to Florida, and I love oranges, and I like the orange tree. If I uproot that orange tree and bring it to North Carolina or take it to New Jersey or wherever I live, and I plant that orange tree, I am responsible for the death of that orange tree. If I so tell you, okay, you can't go to heaven unless you be a Muslim, If I uproot that Christian and bring him over to my religion, my faith, and he doesn't survive that faith, so then I'm guilty of his death. So my point is, do the Quran destroy or completely deny the words of the Bible wholeheartedly, word for word, from beginning to end?
All right, brother.
Sister, do you want to answer that, sister, or do you want me to answer? I'd be glad to answer that. I'm gonna let you answer.
Right. I was just going to say that to be reminded that the Bible is mixed with falsehood, brother. We were told that. He said there is some good, but what? The devil is a deceiver. In order to deceive us, he has to mix what? Truth with falsehood. And that's what the Bible is. The Quran has no falsehood in it. It's all truth.
None.
The Bible has diluted.
Yes. I wholeheartedly agree with you.
Brother Larry, let her talk, please. Let her talk,
okay.
Brother.
All right.
You cannot accept the truth and falsehood, brother. Either you accept one or the other. It doesn't go together. So therefore, we're being told, because like I said, I taught the Bible. I was in Christianity. I was a Sunday school teacher, and it was from the Bible that I learned the truth and went to Islam.
I understand. I wholeheartedly believe that, and so did I. I accepted Islam. But in life, I eat the fish. I don't eat the bone. When I'm eating the orange, I don't eat the peel, and I eat the orange. So truth and falsehood, Allah would bless you with wisdom and understanding if you're faithful and guidance and seek Allah's guidance. He will bless you that you will be able to distinguish truth from falsehood. In this world, in this life that we walk in this world, we have to renew all the time in this life. We have to renew right from wrong. We have to renew truth from falsehood. So we don't throw the water out because we don't throw the baby out with the bath water. We even recycle water in this world. We just don't throw the water away. We recycle it. We take the bad out and keep the good. So also in the Bible, yes, I believe that there's mixed and contradictions of each other because it's made up of different books. It's made up of different prophets, the times, and different writers at different times and different stages of life. But it's all put together. And some people, and a lot of times the prophets themselves didn't write other people wrote what they thought that the prophet meant and said and did. So, yeah, maybe they did have some things twisted, I believe, I truly believe, but it's not that you throw the whole thing away because you find a falsehood here and a falsehood there. That's my point.
Brother Larry, we don't have a long, long time. I respect you. I understand what you're saying exactly. We done been over this over and over again. Now I'm going to, inshallah, with the help of Allah, I'm going to bring out some more truth for you and the listening audience. Almighty God, Allah, ain't nobody can come up and challenge the Creator. Do you? You a stone nutcase. You a stone fool. Now listen, the sister just said, this is what got Adam and Eve, our mother and father, this is what got them put out of heaven, and they was beginning to go down in the hell with the devil because Allah told them, don't listen to the devil mixing truth. He had mixed truth with falsehood in the Garden of Eden. And Allah told them, don't eat from that tree that the devil done mixed truth with falsehood, because if you do, that day you do that, you're going to die a spiritual death. You're going to surely die spiritually. And it's the same way now. You look at all of these churches all around the world, and the majority of Christians, they're spiritually dead. You got more Christians accepting Islam now than you have, I guarantee you, Muslims accepting Christianity. Why? Because like Sister Isla said, and that lady's almost 80 years old, she's older than me and you. She was into Christianity, and she's sincere, and she was trying to be the best and Christian she could be. I wanted to be the best Christian I could be. I was brought up the same way, but I seen too much corruption. I seen too many contradictions. And when Allah blessed me to reach the age of 19 years old, and my brother introduced me to Islam, all of them contradictions was just like the wind blow by and just clear it up and open up clear sight for me where I could see the truth, understand the truth. And I know where you keep saying you don't throw away you eat the fish, but don't throw you don't eat the bones, you throw away the fish. No. You can't use that analogy with the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran was not written by no man. And the Holy Quran was revealed by the angel, by Allah, through the angel Jibreel. Peace be upon him, and peace be upon Prophet Muhammad, the last prophet Allah revealed his last revelations to. Why did Allah reveal his last revelation? Even Jesus, the one you keep talking about a lot, you don't mention this a lot, but I know this, and I know his name ain't Jesus, it's Isa anyway. The name ain't what's important, but what about I'm about to say. He said 2,000 years ago, Prophet Esau, to his few followers, he said, there will be one coming after me, talking about Prophet Muhammad, that will lead you into all truth. Now, even Prophet Esau, Jesus said to his followers 2,000 years ago that Prophet Muhammad was coming. Allah had already revealed that to him, prophesied, revealed it to him. And he said, he's going to lead you into all truth. And you know what he was telling him? The Holy Quran got all truth in it. And that's what he was telling. You're going to be led into all truth. So all people that's following the Quran, you ain't throwing away nothing that you need. You getting all the good. And you let all the you ain't got the, you don't get engaged into the bad, because anytime you mix truth with falsehood, Allah say it becomes all falsehood. This is what Allah say. Allah told Adam and Eve, you got to get out of the garden now. I was giving you all truth, and I tested you with one who was the, okay. One minute. People, get the Holy Quran, you'll get the whole truth. In my prayer, I want to ask Allah to forgive us. If we said anything that was offensive to anybody, it was not our intention. I hope and pray that you, my brother Larry, I still love you. I pray that you will begin to study the Quran more and begin. But you can study the Quran all you want, but open up your heart if you want to go to heaven and accept the whole of Allah's truth and know that all of this truth is made clear in the Quran, and that's the only perfect book of Allah's truth on the planet Earth today, the Holy Quran. Okay, people, I want to say peace be unto you all. Thank you for your time. Thank you for joining us. Come back and join us next week. I hope you benefited from the program. We say Allahu Akbar. Allah, our Creator, is greater than everything. Assalamu alaikum.
Listen to the final broadcast of the Imam Shahid Shijar. Shabbat. Join us again next time at the same time, 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have a blessed and wonderful day. Assalamu alaikum.
One who would forbid the wrong, one who would enjoin the right. And from the day you were born, that promise was kept true. There was so much work to do, but something special about you, and that something told us the time had come.